Mike and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Did the atmospheric river cause roofalanches?
Not at my house, thank goodness.
Not at my house either.
I don't think that was really here in Arizona, but they were calling for roofalanches in the upper, Sierras in California, that's for sure. We just got a bunch of rain.
Yeah, the atmospheric river, the stupidest name for...
rain.
Rain.
Yeah.
It did dump a lot of rain on the valley. Cave Creek got 1.73 inches of rain. If you go to Flagstaff, they got almost 4 inches of rain.
Wow.
But they deserve it.
Wait.
I don't know.
Was it rain or snow? They got rain?
I don't know. You know. 3 inches in Oak Creek Canyon. But I just want to reiterate this thing. What people are saying about this atmospheric river is that these huge weather systems can actually carry many times the fresh water that flows through the mighty Mississippi River.
Oh, come on.
I didn't see the mighty Mississippi River dump all over the valley. So let's stop with the haboobs. Let's stop with atmospheric river. You're not going to get a roofalanche.
Well, we don't live where there's snow, that's for sure.
It's just stupid. Let's stop with snowpocalypse. Get rid of the polar vortex.
No, you know what?
Come on. It's just cold outside, man. That's it.
Polar vortex.
No, it's just cold.
Can stay because it actually sounds like it's kind of pleasant. You know, the polar vortex, I think of like Santa Claus and a sleigh coming down with a bunch of cold air in it. I don't mind that.
You deserved cold this last Christmas, and that's what I hope Santa gave you.
Well, no, that's what my daughter got. 9 years old, got me cold.
Oh, jeez.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Vape detectors at your kid's school.
It's been a growing problem.
A big growing problem in schools.
One Valley school, though, noticed the dangerous trend, and they did something about it, adding vape detectors in their bathrooms.
Okay, so how does this work?
This school is the first in the state to install this type of technology, and according to the school's principal, vaping has become a major issue.
Last year, we started to have a lot of students kind of have vape or being reported to us that they had vape, and since then, it's just multiplied. So this year, almost on a weekly basis, sometimes daily, we have a report of students vaping.
All right, so in Chandler, this middle school is going to have vaping detectors in their bathrooms. So aren't the kids just going to go and vape somewhere else?
Yeah. I mean, that's the sad part of this. You tell a kid, you know, you can't do this, they're going to do it. You tell a kid, you know, we're going to put this in there, they're going to find a way around it. But we do know that it's a problem, and these kids think, well, since it's not a real cigarette, it's not as bad for you, or it doesn't have any of the harmful effects, which is kind of sort of true, but you can also smoke pot in these things. There's a lot of addictive qualities to the amount of caffeine and concentrated stuff in this stuff, so it's got to be taken care of.
If they put the detectors in the bathroom, will they find another place to do it? What the school is saying is...
Teacher's lounge. Teacher's lounge.
Oh, hey, Miss Brew.
Number three.
Better flu shot this year.
Yep, thank goodness, because last year, not good.
Last year, there was a bunch of cases right here in Arizona with the flu.
So we got the mid-season estimates, and it suggests that the flu shot has reduced the risk of illness by almost 50% in vaccinated people.
Now, you got the flu shot when, in September?
I get it before all the old women.
Right, so about September, I guess.
I get it before all the geezer guys get
right.
it. I want that flu shot in my body. Put that needle right in my buttocks.
Have any of your friends gotten the flu? See, last year I knew like 3 or 4 people that genuinely got the flu. This year, I don't know of anybody. In my circles, I didn't see anybody get the flu.
I know that the crud is kind of going around.
That's
what they call it.
But that's not the flu.
Pretty nasty, yeah, but not the flu. So last year, I think it was pretty severe.
Yes.
And we, you know, you and I were making fun of the flu shot.
And now, it went through the newsroom at one point, too.
Yeah, that's true. But still, even a bad flu shot will help you. A lot of times when you get the flu shot, it'll make that cold or maybe a certain...
Or sinus infection or something.
Or something, you know, with the flu, it'll make you less sick. It'll help protect you.
Right.
So, you know, they really did screw it up last year. The CDC did not get it right. This year, it looks so much better. Why don't you get the shot?
When did you get the flu?
Don't change...
That was not the H1N1.
No.
Is that the H1N1?
I got the flu like 5 years ago.
Okay.
But that's one time in like 25 years since I've been getting
the shot. Oh, I had it once, too. And I'm not getting it.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Scottsdale makes the list.
Yeah, the list of healthiest places to live in America.
It's number 9.
You know why?
Number 9.
I have figured this out.
No, why?
Well, when I go to Scottsdale, I see a lot of people walking around with this green crap in a cup. Have you seen this? It's like,
I don't know
what it is. It's like kale all cut up or any of that. I don't know. Or it's some
pureed.
some kind of health.
It's like green juice or something.
Yeah, everybody's drinking something that looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Bled everywhere. Yeah, it's his blood.
He blew his nose everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. That's a horrible thing. I don't know why I said that.
That was awful. Scottsdale also scored well in the healthcare and green space categories. Like Indian Bend Wash Green Belt among Scottsdale Showcases Project.
Why do I care about that?
You don't. An 11-mile-long flood control system that's populated with parks, recreational paths, and golf courses. And they have softball there. That's why you should care. A bunch of people play softball there, too.
Scottsdale has been trying to recruit me for many years, as I am one of the top softball players in the state.
You would consider yourself elite?
Oh, yeah.
An elite softball player?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question.
Yeah. So why don't you get your green juice and go over to softball and say, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Scottsdale, number 9, healthiest place to live in America, according to...
I think you get a little help there, if you know what
Wallet
I'm
Hub.
Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos, the number 1 show, presents the number 1 local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Could Kaepernick have quarterbacked the hot shots?
Well, there's a report that the Alliance of American Football, which had its inaugural season debut last weekend.
The Sun Devil Stadium, yeah.
They did reach out. The Alliance of American Football. Now, they're not going to mention teams, but they offered Colin Kaepernick to join a team, and he said, I want $20 million.
So, get this. The hot shots are one of 8 teams.
Yeah.
Kaepernick and Tim Tebow.
Oh, Tim Tebow is still around?
We're both contacted, but Tim Tebow's playing minor league baseball for the Mets.
That's true.
Kaepernick isn't doing anything. So let's go back. It's interesting because how close did a Kaepernick or a Tim Tebow come to playing in Arizona for the hot shots? But you said Kaepernick wanted $20 million. Do you know what a 3-year deal for an AAF player is?
Yes.
$250.
$250 for a 3-year non-guaranteed contract. $250. $250,000. And he wanted $20 million. See, this is the problem I'm having with this. Does Colin Kaepernick really... It's like Trump. Do you really want to solve the problem and get back on the playing field? Or do you just want to say no, 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 and have people keep offering stuff to you so you can turn it down so you're still, quote-unquote, relevant?
Kaepernick is more valuable and more relevant...
Off the field.
He keeps himself off the field.
Yeah.
Because what he likes is, hey, I said I'd play for $20 million. Well, no, you're not going to play for $20 million, and you probably never play football again.
Right.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, the All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.